Hey, so this is Ben, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Untitled by Daywave off The Days We Had, and now you're going to hear Forget Me by Born Ruffians off the Forget Me single. Thanks, enjoy. Actually going to have a change of pace because my grandma walked into the studio. Everyone say hi to Enid.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Ben. Oh, Ben, you're so... Oh, you look so accomplished behind that board. Hi, everyone. My name is Enid. I'm Ben's grandma. I'm sorry, Ben. My headphones are just having a real freak attack right now, so I'm just going to...
It's okay. It happens to the best of us, Grandma.
Oh, it happens, absolutely, Ben. It happens to my favorite grandson, Ben. Isn't that right, Ben? You're my favorite.
I guess.
Out of all the other grandchildren I have, which is how many? I'm forgetting.
I believe it's four, really, unless there's anyone I don't know about.
Yeah, four. Yeah, that's pretty good. Enid did pretty good. Your grandma. Man. Yeah, I just figured. Hanukkah's tonight. I thought I'd stop by and pay my little Benny boy a visit.
You know,
I have to say, oy vey, that flight from cloudy Rochester was really took a toll on your granny's knees, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was gonna say I appreciate it. I mean, I know you have trouble with stairs and the like, and this is a third floor studio.
Let me tell you, they got put in one of them Acorn lifts. You ever heard of those?
Oh, you got that installed since your flight here?
Yeah, in my home. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they gotta get them here, something like that. It's like elevators, but for your grandma.
Yeah.
You shut it. I'm not allowed to swear on this on the air.
Oh yes, you know the FCC guidelines.
Ooh, FCC guys. I dated an FCC guy once.
Really? What was that like?
He always told me that I wasn't allowed to swear in public. But I think that's because it was the 50s. So.
But after 10 p.m. it was okay.
Yeah, we never left. I didn't leave after 10 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, never left the house. A little fun fact about your granny Enid. So, sorry. Yeah, oy vey. You know it. Ben, yeah, it's a great tunes you're playing. I got a couple picks
yeah,
of my
yeah,
own.
Yeah, you came with some music today?
Yeah. Absolutely. I've been getting into that that Animal Collective.
Wow, youthful.
You ever heard of them? Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, a few times. I've heard them.
They're pretty good. They got the Peyton album, and they got
Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Oh yeah, the Merriweather. Oh, don't even get me started. It's their best, for sure. But yeah, and that Strawberry Jam. See, because I actually found out about this band. I wonder if the spread right here is it Strawberry Jam or is it Strawberry Jelly? And I looked it up, and turns out Strawberry Jam's name of an Animal Collective album. So sorry, my accent, my
it's
voice
okay.
is a little hoarse. But turns out it's a pretty good album by the Animals Collective.
Yeah, it's actually funny you say that because I found them, I was in fourth grade. I was doing a project let me explain, okay? I did
Benny
a project
boy.
On an animal of my choice, and so I was doing panda bears, and I Googled panda bear, and I went to Google Images, and I'm like, who's this pasty white guy? And then I read about him, he's the lead singer of Animal Collective.
Oh, he's a real handsome goy. He's a real handsome goy boy. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he's a nice Jewish boy. Real NJB.
Nice NJB. Yeah, he makes some good tunes. Yeah, Person Pitch is my album of the year 2008 for sure. Absolutely. Well, I got some tunes queued up, Benny boy.
What are you gonna start off
it's
with?
It's a pleasure. As you know, you're not allowed. As you know, the FCC prevents you from saying the name of the artist and the. Song title before playing the song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's an FCC policy. But having listened to your show before, I know you do that. So yeah, but it's okay. Every DJ makes mistakes. Even my favorite grandson Benny. We're gonna play. It's for Reverend Green. It's one of my favorites, and it's a pretty. It's a lot of these boys sound awfully mad, but I just love it. I can't take my ears off. You know what I'm saying, Benny? Shalom.
Shalom indeed. All right. Well, enjoy. We'll be right back. Okay, so my grandma Enid has actually left the studio. We said goodbye, and now Jamie Juliver's here. Juveler.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I passed your grandma on the stairs going down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's she doing on the stairs?
I tried to help her out. She was really clutching that railing. I tried to help her out. She said no, and she kept muttering about something about, like, acorn lifts or something. Yeah, so, you know.
Weird.
Yeah. No,
grandmas, who needs them?
Seems nice. Seems like a nice lady, for sure. And she certainly has good taste. Definitely has good taste in that Anco.
Agreed.
Yeah, for sure. Love that Anco.
Yeah, yeah. In the past, I've only heard her listen to like show tunes and some classical. But Animal Collective, I mean, that's a big change. Proud of her.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big step for your. It's never too late to dip into that patrician lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, how do we know each other? What's the deal? What do you think brought me to the studio today? What's our relationship like for all the listeners at home?
Wow, it's funny you should say that. We were together right before I came to the studio. We were both in the sketch comedy group here at Tufts Major Undecided, and we were just a bunch of people from the group were just studying together in the campus center, as normally happens. And then I left a sub and Jamie came through.
Yeah. And yeah, it was a good choice, Benny. Yeah, we do comedy together, and it's great fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's great fun.
When's your show normally?
Oh yeah, so I do show. It is Sundays 1 to 2 p.m. Ooh. Got that prime slot.
That is a nice time.
Yeah.
Do you do it with anyone or just you?
No, just by myself. Yeah, I used to have guests. It's called We're Having Fun because mm-hmm. I used to have guests. It was basically just me inviting guests in and doing bits.
And having fun.
And then I stopped doing that because it was too much work to, like... It was fun. It was easier to do it over the summer because, like, I had more time to plan bits and stuff.
Right.
Or, like, you know, and more energy. But as the year started and people got busy and, like, blah, 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 you know, people didn't really want to come and do full-blown bits, I just kind of realized I just kind of wanted to play tunes. And also, I wanted to play more tunes in the first place, so... yeah, but I also didn't want to change the name of the show because I didn't want to be one of those DJs who like changes the name of their show like every semester.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already did that twice. I didn't want to change it again. So, yeah, that's kind of how it went. That's the story.
Yeah. Once I get a concept locked down, I'll probably keep the name similar, but like it's going to change. Like I'm going to do a show with someone else next semester and it's still my first semester doing it and there's a lot going on. So yeah, I have no time to plan bits or like even some like topics of conversation if I'm having people in. So normally it's just tunes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tunes. It's just fun to play tunes.
Man. Yeah.
Just fun to play tunes. And
it's
like
free form.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to keep it free form. I don't know. When I had my show over the summer though, it was like two hour slot, which mm-hmm. is so long. That's such a long time to like do bits with people.
Yes, that is. Yeah,
it's a long time. So
no, do you listen to like Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah,
yeah, that's like similar,
those
right?
Like
and that's not even.
Yeah, those are like professionals. Yeah.
and those aren't even 2 hours long.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I had a show freshman year with my two friends, Knopf, who I'm not sure if you know. He's been a major. I don't think he's been in a major show this year, but he's been a major.
I've seen him on Facebook.
Yeah. Knopf and my friend Dan. And we had a show. And then because I had a show with them. And then I also had my own show by myself. For like two semesters, I had their show. We had a show together. And then I had my own show.
Yeah.
Called Behind the Curve, which. The premise of that is because I always find out songs way after they come out. I'm like, whoa, have you guys heard this album from like 2010? And yeah, so that was kind of the premise for that. And then I just kind of settled on We're Having Fun because I was tired of changing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I had a friend like that, but like the songs he found out about late, it was even worse because they were not even like remotely like obscure songs or like they were like pop songs. Like this kid, he's a sophomore now. He goes to Stanford and... In 10th grade, he comes up to me and he's like, hey, have you heard the song Dynamite by Tayo Cruz? And I'm like, yes, I haven't thought about the song in years. I'm like, why is that like your number one song? And like to this day, like I was home for Thanksgiving break and we're just like a bunch of people hanging out. Like I'm on aux and he's like, hey, can you play Dynamite? I just really want to hear it right now. And I'm like, No, I'm not playing Dynamite by Tayo Cruz for you. Like, it's not 2007. You're 20.
Yeah, wow. I haven't thought about that song since eighth grade, maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's like a middle school dance song.
That's so weird. So he has, like, a weird nostalgia, but, like... Like, I get, I don't know, like, I get it, like, if you're at, like, a party and then someone plays and you're like, oh my god, like, I heard this at my bar mitzvah. But, like, if you're, like, want to hear it in the car, like, that's kind of, have you ever, like, ridden with a friend who plays music and in the car, but, like, too loud and it's also not good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a friend like that in high school.
And you can't ask them to change it.
So loud.
Yeah. But, like, also not... I had a friend who would... He would drive, but he would also insist on DJing, which mm-hmm. is, like, already a kind of a D move. Because, you know, that's not safe. But he was really into, like post-hardcore, but not, like, good post-hardcore. Not like La Dispute or, like... Not like he was into, like, really screamy, like... And then, like, melodic, not great post-hardcore. Uh-huh. And he would play in the car, like, really loud. And,
oh,
like,
no.
And, like, so, like, we couldn't talk to each other because it was
so super loud, like, deep, like...
So we were, like, trying to... And, like, I could tell, like, everyone else was like, hey, can you turn it down? But no one wanted to tell him.
Yeah.
No one wanted to tell him because we weren't, like, great friends. So, yeah. That was kind of weird. And also, this was, like, last summer.
Oh, this was last... Oh, my yeah. God. Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty weird. But yeah, that's annoying. Yeah, Dynamite by Tao Cruz.
Yeah. I had another friend in high school. He did something similar. He drove his it was like his parents' old SUV and it didn't have an aux, so he had one of those tape to aux things where like you put it in the tape like deck in the car and that has an aux cord coming out of it. And yeah, it works like fine on like normal volume, but the sound system in his car was really bad and this thing was like pretty busted. So it just like it would clip so much if you turned it up.
Right.
And he was really into like not just like rap, but like the like really fast, like almost like hardcore type rap, like Suicide Boys and like Puya and like people like that, just pretty abrasive and like fast and like tons of bass, and he would just play that super loud and it would just be all clipping because like he was using the tape to aux, and he was just a pretty sensitive guy and would get so mad if anyone was like turn down the music, like he would take it so personally and none of us could speak.
Yeah I before I had one of those tape things too, and also before that my family had one of those like it was called an iTrip. It was like where you plug it in and then it like you choose a radio station and then it plays on the radio station, but it's like very fuzzy because of the connection. So, and then like if someone else drives by with an iTrip, you like pick up what they're playing.
Oh, that's fun.
And like, yeah,
it's, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Like, that was before aux cables were like a thing in cars.
Yeah.
They would have those, but I was one of those people too, who would play like when I discovered Death Grips,
mm-hmm.
And when I discovered like clipping, I was like one of those people who was like, oh, this is the hardest stuff ever, and would play it and like blast it out the windows like a total like through like driving through like the whitest towns in Eastern Mass, just like yeah, like F your routine, you know.
I would do that.
That was me.
I would do that, but I would like turn it down sometimes when I like got into like more populated parts. I'd be like, oh, this is fine. But I remember being like 14 and like walking in like where I live, there's like most of the town's like residential, but there's like a village part where like people walk around and there's shops and stuff.
You know,
it's a suburb. So like I remember walking in like the village part of town and like seeing the like guys who are like 17 like playing rap music like semi loudly outside of their car with the windows open, and I was like, wow, like that must be what freedom feels like. I've been so excited to do that. And then like driving and then being like, yeah, I don't need to do that. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was good times, for sure. That good old Death Grips. Mm-hmm. Thought that was the I remember discovering like Neutral Milk Hotel. In like maybe high school and being like, oh, am I becoming a hipster? And like Arcade Fire and be like,
Suburbs is such a deep song. That was me like for so long.
So relatable. Oh.
feels like a war zone out here.
Yeah, it's that was definitely me. And I like Funeral. I like their first three. Like I think they're good albums. Have you heard their new one?
Not Reflector.
Oh, Reflector's not bad too. But man, their new album just blows me away with how bad it is. I listened to it once.
Oh, Everything Now?
Yeah.
Yes. I kind of forgot about it. It came out this summer. I was like working at a camp. I remember like I had like a day off and I'm like, oh yeah, new Arcade Fire, and I listened to it. Terrible. Yeah. Just terrible.
It's so bad. It's like incredibly, it's amazing to think that like the band that wrote Funeral, what, 10 years, more than 10, like 15 years later, is like making this crap. It's like with Reflector too, I was like, man, they're going downhill.
It's so overproduced. Like I remember seeing all these like collaborators on it and like, oh, it'll be cool. And then like you listen to it and it's like, it's just the least interesting album like that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I remember seeing that James Murphy of LCD Sound System was producing Reflector, and I was like, oh, this is like, okay, right. This would be like a nice change of pace, I guess. Like, this could be, you know, interesting, but it's so bad. It's not, there are some good cuts on it.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the difference between Reflector and Everything Now, is like, in my opinion, there are good cuts on Reflector. Like, the soundtrack is good. I think it's good, but like, the rest of it is man, so overblown. Yeah. And like, but with Everything Now, there was not one track I liked.
Oh no,
it was like, it was pretty crazy how, same with the Weezer album.
I've given up on Weezer. Like, I just listen to Blue Album and Pinkerton a couple times a year, and it makes me happy. And I pretend everything from Beverly Hills on doesn't exist.
What sucks is that like, I thought they were coming back. I thought they were like getting back to their roots with White Album and and the one before that. I was, because White Album I really liked. I listened to it a lot. Really, really dug it. And like, I was like, oh cool, like Weezer's going back to their old. And then like, Feels Like Summer came out, and I was like, oh wait, okay, this must be just like a one off. Like,
yeah,
no, like they made a whole album like it, and it's just, man, it was so bad.
Also, like Rivers Cuomo, like they've been around for so long, like his shtick like doesn't work anymore. Like he isn't a like soft boy, like he's college not, student right. anymore.
He's not 14 years old.
Yeah, like listen, like if Pinkerton came out today, like when he was 40, you would be so creeped out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Pinkerton came out when he was like, what? He wrote it when he was like 24, 25?
No, he was younger. He was an undergrad at Harvard. Yeah. I was obsessed with that album in like 11th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, but like...
Yeah, like he just an album about like stalking girls. And
yes.
Like, and like getting mad at lesbians.
Yeah, I was gonna say a pink triangle. Like I get that it's meant to be like a sensitive song, and it's like, oh, he has feelings. But looking back at it, it's like so like kind of problematic because he's like essentially like one of the lines is like, we're all a little bit gay. Why can't you be a little bit straight? Like that makes the sense.
Yeah, that's such a cringy song. But like, I think it's outweighed by just how good the rest of the album is. Like, I don't really listen to Pink Triangle because I just don't think it's a good song. But like the rest of the album, I dig. Like Across the Sea is like probably one of my favorite album songs of all time. And like, even though that song is also kind of weird, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was about like a real pen pal, but like, yeah, it's like a Japanese girl who like,
yeah. It was just a little weird, but it was very open, and you know, and like the whole reason they went like pop was because that album was so crapped on. Everyone hated it so much, and then he was like, "I gotta like do a form. I gotta make a formula for like right." Like he just reverted back to like formulaic pop and like Green Album. There you go.
Yeah.
And Maladroit. Maladroit wasn't bad. I like Maladroit actually. But like, yeah, he was just so like shaken by everyone. Like, imagine like putting yourself out there like that.
Yeah,
like,
I applaud him for that.
A really personal album, and then like people are just being like, "This is awful," and then 10 years later, being like, "Wait, that was the best album of the '90s." Like,
pretty much.
I don't know, or one of the best. I don't know. I think Rivers Cuomo is a very interesting character.
Yeah, me too. Remember when he had that song with B.O.B. Magic?
Yeah, he's got the magic in.
Yeah,
he's got the magic in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my friend John are gonna do a podcast. A podcast called The Weekly Wheeze.
Uh-huh.
We've been playing for a while. called The Weekly Weeds, where we basically, have you heard of You Talking U2 to Me? It's basically with Scott Aukerman and Adam Scott going through every U2 album.
Oh, that's really cool.
And talking about, yeah, because they're both like big U2 fans.
Yeah.
So me and John do the same thing, but with Weezer.
That's awesome.
Just two white boys with opinions on Weezer. Yeah. And like, we're going to go through each album. And so it's going to be like great the first two episodes. And then it's going to be like nine of just...
when you get to like Hurley.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And we're not like, and we were, because like, we thought this idea back in like 2015. We're like, yeah, we're going to end on the white album. It's going to be strong. Like, it's going to be great. And then like, no.
No.
No. Nope, nope, nope. Just like Death to False Metal. Like, that's going to be brutal. It's going to be, I haven't even listened to, like, I haven't listened to Make Believe all the way through. I'll be honest, I haven't listened to, I've listened to all of Red Album, because I used to like Red Album, actually.
Yeah, I've listened to Red Album.
Like, I used to think Pork and Beans was, like, the best Weezer song ever.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and, like, Beverly Hills was, like, on my first iPod. Like, there was a time where I liked it, you know.
I'm just going through their discography right now.
Like, I've listened to most of her, I haven't listened to all of her, like.
Ratitude. Didn't they have a song with Lil Wayne on that?
Do they?
That was like a rap rock song. I'm pretty sure Can't Stop Partying is like a rap rock song with Lil Wayne. Yeah, Green Album had Island in the Sun, which was, or still is, a great song. Hash Pipe's good.
Yeah, I like Hash Pipe. A lot of people don't like Hash Pipe. I like Hash Pipe. And like I said, Maladroit is underrated.
Yes.
I think people tend to lump it in because it's between what, Green and Make Believe or something.
Yeah.
So it tends to get lumped in with like their bad pop stuff, but like it's heavier and there are some really good hooks on it. And like the songwriting's way better, I think. It's a lot less accessible.
Yeah, it feels more like a successor to Pinkerton than anything else. Like not exactly content-wise, but it's their last like earlier album outside of the kind of pop.
Yeah, it's their it's not as good as White Album in my opinion, but it's like definitely better than any. It's probably in my opinion, it's the best of their 2000s output.
Yeah.
2010s output. For sure. It's just, you know. But hey, that's me just praising a very niche album. Like, it doesn't, like people don't listen to it. Like, Dope Nose, I guess, but, like, otherwise, like, not a lot of attention.
Yeah.
For poor little Maladroit. Yeah. That's Weezer for you.
Back to one last Weezer thing. Back to the song Pink Triangle. The story from the song, I read about it, is so dumb and so classic, like dweeby college boy. Like, so he was walking on campus and saw this girl who like he thought was pretty or whatever, and she had a pink triangle on her backpack, and he assumed, oh, like that means she's lesbian, like I'm never gonna talk to her. And then like he got sad and wrote this mopey song, and then later he found out she was straight and just like an ally and like had a pin on her bag, and he was like, well, oh.
Shoot. Wrote a whole song about,
like,
it.
Imagine being that girl, like, yeah, imagine being the girl, and then like you're like, oh yeah, Weezer's so cool, and like you listen to Pink Triangle and you're like, this, I feel uncomfortable.
Is this about me?
That could be a sketch. Very niche sketch. Although you had a Steely Dan sketch.
Yeah, but
went over very well.
It wasn't really about Steely Dan.
No.
It wasn't really, I mean, it could have been any band, really.
You got a lot of people to listen to Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
It's true. And that, in the end, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Steely Dan's one of those bands where you listen to and you're like, oh, they wrote all these songs that I kind of know.
Right, exactly.
Same
with
like Fleetwood Mac too. Like, they're just like, oh, yeah, like, wow, they wrote everything.
ELO.
Yeah.
I've been getting so into ELO recently.
ELO, Creedence, like, those bands, man. Yeah, I mean, I feel like most of, like, same with El Scorcho, which a lot of people don't like El Scorcho. I love El Scorcho.
El Scorcho's a great song.
I freaking love El Scorcho.
And it's, like, one of the better songs lyrically on it, too, like.
But that one was also about him seeing, like, a girl he thought was attractive and then being like, I'm not good enough, and then, like, writing a song about it.
Yeah, a little bit, but at least it doesn't have the same, oh, why does she have to be gay stuff.
It's true. It's true. Although it does start out with Goddamn You Half Japanese Girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's...
Which, it might lose some people.
Also, just combined with the, like, Across the Sea, like, it definitely did... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird.
But he exposes himself, you know? You can give him that.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know. I think, if the songwriting was bad, I would hate this album. Like, if the songs weren't good, but, like, the lyrics were the same, I'd think this is the worst. But, like, I've always been more of, like a music guy than a lyrics guy.
Yeah,
same. Always paid way more attention to the music than the lyrics. But yeah, I don't know. Like that, like to me, like if the songwriting wasn't really good,
it would be terrible.
I'd be like, ugh, what this? It'd be another Ratitude.
Yeah, I've only
weirder.
I've only picked up on the lyrics to it because like I listened. This was like my Bible, like probably 8th to 10th.
Yeah. No, that's a good time. I was really into Blue Album around that time. I
still go back to Blue Album sometimes.
Never listened to Pinkerton though, which is weird. But yeah, I was very much a Blue Album boy. But yeah,
Blue Album. It's weird how many artists have like their best album is like their first album. Like, I don't know. Like maybe the Blue Album has more up and down. But like My Name Is Jonas, The Sweater Song, like Say It Ain't So. Those are all like such classics, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, really well written tunes. Yeah. Just like really, yeah, really, really fun record. Cause I mean, yeah, like you don't. I mean, a lot of bands, their worst albums are also their first. Like,
yeah,
Radiohead.
True.
Although hot take, I might like Pablo Honey more than the King of Limbs. That's just my little hot take.
Is that hot?
I think it's kind of.
I don't know.
Everyone thinks Pablo's their worst, but. And a lot of people are like, God, you still understand. King of Limbs is like the best thing ever.
Pablo's, I don't like Pablo that much, but it's okay. But like, why is Creep like their most popular song?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not even.
It's.
I was. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. It was. I tried. It might have been in like some show or something, and then it blew up. But I don't remember exactly why it blew up, which is weird because like I've read a lot of stuff on. Like, I've done a lot of like. YouTube Wikipedia research. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know why Creep blew. I think it just did. It was just kind of like their sleeper hit. I don't know, but like even then the improvement from like Honey to the Bends is like pretty insane. And then Talking Peter's like is like pretty
wild. Yeah, like the Bends to OK Computer is crazy, but like the Bends still is like accessible stuff that I think is better than Creep. But
yeah, oh absolutely. Yeah, I would listen to any song in the Bends over Creep any day. Although there was like that chorus the choir version of Creep that they used in the Social Network trailer that I liked. I thought it was really good, and it's like fun. I don't know. It's fun to sing, I guess.
Yeah. so is like High and Dry though. Oh.
Last year I wrote a sketch about it was like a Tinder the Musical sketch. It's on YouTube.
I've heard about it.
Yeah,
it sounds really good.
It was the Tinder the Musical sketch, and like to me, like I wrote it with a couple friends because I wrote Tinder the Musical, and like there's this one part where like the guy's like, man, I hope she likes Radiohead, and she's like, I love Creep, and he's like, gah!
Yes,
and like some people got it, which was nice, and it was really fun to like it's really fun to joke about, and like I don't know, but that's like. Like people, like it's easy to become a meme of like it is a meme of like oh Radiohead oh Creep oh I love Creep, but like that is how people actually like that's like what people actually think.
Yeah,
they're the band that made Creep, which you know, it's fine, I guess.
This is a very confusing story my roommate told me, and I hope that the person this is about isn't listening. But if you are, know that I still like you. But anyways, so my roommate was like playing. What's it called? Ultralight Beam, like the Kanye West song in the room, and our door was open. It was like the first few weeks of the year, so we're still trying to be open and don't hate everyone yet.
Yeah.
So then someone from our hall walks by and is like, oh, like, is that, you know, what are you listening to? And my roommate's like, oh yeah, this is Ultralight Beam by Kanye West. And he's like, what, really? I haven't heard this song. I'm a huge Kanye fan. Like, I'll have to check it out. Like, Ultralight Beam is the song that, like, everyone knows now because, like, Life of Pablo is so popular. Like, if he's a huge fan, like, it's just confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really funny. That's like, Yeah, that's weird.
That's like if you were playing Creep and someone walks by and is like, what is this? And you tell them and they're like, oh, really? I'm a huge radio fan. I'll have to check out Creep. Like,
do you think that, like, I don't think that's his Creep. I don't.
No.
It's popular. I'd say his Creep is more like stronger.
Yeah, because Ultralight Beam is newer.
Stronger or like Black Skin. Except Black Skin's really good. Or like Heart. No, I'd say definitely something from Stronger. Graduation.
Yeah, I would say Stronger, but Ultralight Beam does 100 million plays on Spotify. Like, it's reasonable to assume someone would like know it.
Yeah, just like someone who knows all. It's really funny. Like, someone who knows all the Kanye like deep cuts, but like doesn't know like Ultralight. He's like, yeah, like you guys heard. You guys like Drunken Hot Girls. That's a good song. I'm like, what?
Oh no, that's such a.
Oh, it's so good.
Why did Mos Def do that?
That is funny. I didn't listen to I like Kanye. I've never been like a huge Kanye fan. He definitely has a handful of songs I like, but I never like they're like I never listened to Beautiful Darkness Was in Fantasy all the way through. So there are a lot of songs on that I was like, wait, this is Kanye? I was like, wait, that's Kanye West? What?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I think it's really good.
Dude, hot take.
Hot. Well, no. I'm just saying.
That's a hot take.
It's not a hot take. I'm just saying you should check, like you should check it out because that's his album that I feel like incorporates the most like elements of other genres. That's like, and Late Registration.
Yeah. No, sure. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. No.
I know. I understand. Like, I understand. I don't know. I haven't listened to any of his albums all the way through except for 808s because I had that in my iTunes. And Yeezus.
Those are like the two worst albums to listen to all the way through.
I know, right?
Like, College Dropout, even? Like, College Dropout is such a good album.
Yeah, I should listen to it.
Yeah.
I should definitely listen to it more. Although again, like I've always been more about the music, so like I don't know, I've always enjoyed Beats. I don't know. Yeah, I'll listen to it, and like I don't know. I'll listen to it.
That's the cool thing about like College Dropout and Late Registration though, is that it's all like soul samples and stuff like that. Like it's not any of his later stuff, and like there's not a huge focus. I mean, like the lyrics are still good, and like. There, some of the lyrics are even like really good on songs like Through the Wire, but like he's not like an egomaniac yet, so like the lyrics aren't like a huge focus.
Yeah,
like that's what I didn't like about The Life of Pablo. I mean, in addition to a lot of the music on it was just like it all seemed focused on like him being a celebrity, and like he did lines specifically so that they would like blow up on Twitter or whatever, which like is like okay, like cool, that's not why I listen to you, like.
Yeah, I had the first half of The Life of Pablo saved on Spotify, which I enjoy like the first maybe four cuts. I'll listen to that, but like I think it's one of those albums where it's like the first, like after you listen to like the first half, you're like, man, there's no way it could get better than this.
30 Hours is cool because it samples Arthur Russell, but like that's why I just like it, because he samples like an experimental artist.
Yeah, and like Yeezus, I was at first I was kind of like, duh, Yeezus sucks because like he copied Death Grips and like you know, and On Sight is like really like I did not he has like the line of like about Parkinson's, and I was just like, dude, like come on. And then, so that kind of turned me off to it, but then I
listened to it. He's a lyrical genius.
Yeah, then I listened to it more, and I was like, okay, Bound 2 is terrible.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is like...
New Slaves is really good.
Yeah.
I'm in it with Bon Iver.
Yeah.
I remember Blood on the Leaves was huge. Looking back on it, it's like not that impressive, but it was just like made like during the whole kind of like dubstep, like EDM, like... I don't know, like bass music, like rap crossover.
Yeah,
phase.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say probably Black Skinhead's probably my favorite Kanye song.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love it. It's really good, in my opinion. But again, I'm not the best source, so I guess of all the Kanye I've like listened to more extensively, that makes sense.
I'd say it's his best of the 2010s. I'd put some
cuts
from late registration over it, or College Dropout.
But. I'm a God is like New Slaves. New Slaves is great.
Yeah, New Slaves.
Yeah, just like very, very, very good. To sort of hail him as like this huge experimental figure, maybe like earlier in his career. I don't know. But like Yeezus is definitely not. I mean, I guess he brought it to the mainstream, but like there were groups doing experimental industrial stuff before Kanye did. Kanye absolutely was not the first.
When did Clipping drop their first album?
I want to say 2000. I want to say 2010. I can.
This says 2014 on Spotify.
Really?
Because I would say they do it.
No,
more.
It was definitely before 2014.
Okay, well, that's what Spotify has. They probably have earlier stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Or I might be wrong. But I know Death Grips was definitely doing it before.
Yeah, Death Grips.
Mid City was 2013, so they did it after. But like Death Grips is definitely doing it before. They have when did the Kanye album come out? When did
13?
Yeah. So like, I think Mid City came out before. Mid City definitely came out before Yeezus, like a couple months before. Although you know that. Kind of probably finished Yeezus by then, but they also had an EP. Point is, Death Grips did it first.
I mean, it was relatively new to bring it to rap, but like, yeah, it's not like those tropes hadn't existed for like years and years in music. And like, people say 808 and heart, but 808s and heartbreaks like changed rap, but like, T-Pain was doing like before, and like Drake like immediately after kind of took it to the next level, like. Not to take away from the album, I think it's a good album, but like I agree with you, I don't think he's really like that much of a trendsetter beyond like College Dropout and Late Registration. But I think he is a good tastemaker. Like he definitely brings it to the mainstream, even if he's not the first to do it.
I'll give it that. I think a big reason why people consider. I mean, I think 808s. I mean, obviously influenced Drake. Like, I think it majorly influenced Drake. And like maybe that's a reason why people consider it so, and also like people like maybe to a lesser extent like J. Cole, and like other just like
J.
more
Cole. No.
More like I don't know low key styles of hip hop that are now big, but like I don't know I like 808s and Heartbreak, I'm you know just because it's I don't know I maybe because I just listen to it more. I always kind of enjoy, except for that little Wayne track is so bad.
Off what?
Off of 808s and Heartbreak.
Oh yeah.
There's a Lil Wayne feature and it's so bad.
Yeah.
His voice is like the sound equivalent of like hot trash.
No, like he cannot
so bad.
Sing. Like there are some, I do like some Lil Wayne songs off like Carter 2 and 3, but like yeah, his voice is just so like rah, 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 like you can't sing with it. He did a rock album in like 2010.
Yeah, Rebirth.
Rebirth.
Oh my God, I remember that. When he turned to rock, oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, oh, these are some great song titles. American Star, Prom Queen.
Prom Queen.
Drop the World featuring Eminem.
I remember that. Oh, my God. Rebirth. I remember I used to carpool to middle school.
Uh-huh.
Me and some people had a carpool, and, like, one of the kids in the carpool, he's a year older than me, was a huge Lil Wayne fan. So we were listening on the radio, and like they were talking about how Lil Wayne was gonna drop a rock album. And I was like, oh wow, Lil Wayne's gonna ruin rock and roll now, isn't he? And then this guy was like, what are you talking? Like Lil Wayne did so much for rap music, blah blah blah. And I was like, I'm sorry.
I had a friend who, I was in, like, 7th grade. I thought he was, like, the coolest guy because he was, like, really into Lil Wayne. So, it was, like, I started listening, but he was, like, looking back on it, like, he was really into Lil Wayne. He wore snapbacks and a Justin Bieber flow, watched BMX racing, and, like, we'd hang out on, like, Friday nights and, like, drink Monster and go on, like, chat roulette. It's, like, the most 7th grade thing ever, like, looking back on it. It's, like,
Chat roulette.
Yeah.
It's the 7th grade, Starter Monster, Chat Roulette, and Rebirth.
BMX, yeah, like Mountain Dew Monster.
and Rebirth by Lil Wayne.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Should play a cut from Rebirth.
I'd rather not. I wonder if that's in.
Oh my god.
Spinatron or Spin. Yeah, Spin.
Do people listen to that? Like, is that a album that has people? That plays? Not. I mean, not really.
How many like?
Like Prom Queen has like 8 million, but like everything else. Oh whoa! Drop the World has a ton.
I mean, oh, given that like rap rock is coming back, like, you know, I don't want to call it ahead of its time.
Is it?
No. Also, Paradise is spelled wrong for the song Paradise.
Oh.
So like pair a dice like, with
like,
a C.
Like a couple dice. Like a couple dice.
Yeah, pair. Yeah.
Look at that. Clever. That's why he's famous. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rap rock, like what? Like new metal? Like, like new metal, maybe? Like, okay. Like Rebirth is like.
Well,
new
like
metal.
Lil Peep.
Yeah.
Because, like, he sampled the microphones and stuff in his songs, which I have, like, major respect for.
Yeah.
And, like, also, like, more in, like, PR than, like, actual, like, music-wise. Post Malone is big on talking about rock, which, like, I think is dumb. And, like, I personally really don't like Post Malone, like, but, like, literally every...
Benny, looks like we got a caller coming on.
Oh, we got a caller?
Coming on. Ooh, yeah. Let's see if, got to press preview, hold talk back. Oop. So, yeah, let go of those.
Hey, Julian, what's up?
Oh.
Hold on. You want to get on air and then...
So, he's on preview right now, so just unpress preview there. And then, oh, he might have to call again. Is he there?
You there? Hold on, we're going to get a caller on the line.
Yeah, so press preview or talk.
Hey, what's up, Julian?
Hey. Okay, so have you guys heard the song Wowzers by Lil Wayne?
The song Wowzers by Lil Wayne?
By Lil Wayne, yeah.
What?
Can't say I have.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
Whoa. FCC regulations, my dude.
Oh,
whoa.
I'm sorry. Wait, I mean it's just nuts.
Look, Lil Wayne. I
you could almost
I,
say
I understand you have strong feelings about
sorry.
Lil Wayne. No, it's okay.
I didn't know I was on air, but it's Lil Wayne. I guess you guys can't play much of Lil Wayne on air either. But
we can find the clean version.
Yeah, there's a Rebirth clean version.
I don't think it's possible to make this song clean.
Wowzers?
But it's Wowzers. Wowze.
Oh, I found it featuring Trina.
It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's funnier explicit, but it's just like, I don't know. When I think Lil Wayne, I can't help but think that because it's got air horns and it's really, really not good. But if you guys have a thing for Lil Wayne, I don't want to rain on your parade.
Oh no, we do not. We're just discussing the role he played in our childhood.
But I did enjoy hearing about, you know, middle school. I thought 6'7" was like.
Oh yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Real G's move in silence, foot. like lasagna. That was a classic line.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
6'7" was just so fast, and everyone was like, "Yes, like it's so good."
With Corey Guns.
Anyway, Wowzers is just ridiculous. I want you guys to check it out. It's crazy.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Wowzers. Listeners, we can't play it on air, but go listen to Wowzers.
Don't play Wowzers.
There's a clean version on Spotify.
Do we want to play it, though?
I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's
probably not worth it.
Yeah, it might just be a bad song.
Yeah. The FCC, they're not going to come after us for anything else. They're just going to come after us for playing the clean version of Wowzers.
Yeah. It's not going to play on air. Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, we can maybe do. Maybe it could be like some sort of like net neutrality protest. Just like, I don't know.
Spam the internet with the clean version of Wowzers by Lil Wayne featuring Trina.
What's his name? Is the head of the FCC is like
Ajit Pai?
Yeah, could be a little like, hey, listen up. We're only gonna play this song if on WMFO if this goes through.
That's the resistance.
Yeah, just put it on loop.
I haven't even heard this song. I don't know what really to expect.
I mean, it's not good. I just thought it's fun, and every Lil Wayne fan needs to listen to Wowzers at some point in their life.
Okay. Look, I'm down.
I'll hang up. You guys finish your set. All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Julian.
Yeah, thanks, Julian.
Yeah. Wait, what's your name? I know Ben.
I'm Jamie. What's up? Hey, what's up? I'm Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you go here? You Ben's,
yeah, I go,
Ben's friend?
I go here.
Cool. Do you even go here, Julian?
I do go here. I live in South Hall, fourth floor.
Actually, it's Harlestad now.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to want to get that. Yeah. First you swear on air. Then you get a...
Yeah. Then you get your dorm name wrong. Come on.
No, hey, it's all right. Thanks for supporting your friend.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Good friends, Ben. All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. See you guys.
See you, Julian. Bye.
Hang that boy up. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could play it.
Wowzers?
Or we could play something better, but... I mean, it's your show. It's
well,
your life.
I mean,
it's your station.
No one's coming in for the next hour, but my slot is up after this, so maybe we could go out on a high note.
I'm thinking we loop Wowzers.
Oh, okay.
I might regret it.
How about just one play of Wowzers and then close out the hour? Just
close it with some open mic. Although I don't think there's any clean versions of open mic on Spotify. But you know,
open mic Eagle.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to play. What's the one with Hannibal?
Thirsty Ego Raps. No,
Doug Stamper.
Yeah,
amazing song.
Yeah,
that was great when it was the transition song for the Majors show.
You're like, is this Hannibal Buress?
Yeah, and everyone's like, what is he saying?
He can rap. Yeah, I when I was really into Open Mike Eagle, I would like censor his songs like so I could play them on air.
Yeah.
I'm such a freaking square. Cool. Let's go. Let's shall we get into this tune?
Yeah.
Shall we see what all the hype's about?
FCC's already gonna come after us, so we'll close it well. Oh, and it is 2:55, so let me just remind you, this is Ben Plotnick and
Jamie Jubiler. I got a show Sundays 1 to 2 PM.
Oh yeah, I have a show at 11 a.m. on Thursdays. So you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and enjoy Wowzers by Lil Wayne and Trina.
Oh yeah.
Soulja Boy on the beat. Is the Uzi, my dick is the AK, my tongue is the Uzi, my dick is the AK, my tongue go brrrr, my dick go bah, my tongue go brrrr, my dick go bah. Lay on the bed, open that, I first kiss that, like moi, sit on my face, MUAH, before I eat that. I say my grace. Girl, I'm nastier than him. I don't know why you still with him. Eat that b- go to sleep. She got that Tylenol PM. B- that bitch until she tired. Till she tired like a rim. Give her like a brim. It tastes good. MMM. Monster in her closet. Full of surprises. I get full body massages. I hope that bitch smell like a violet. I hope that warmer than Luke. And sweet as Godiva. Suck this and swallow that and call it peen. Colada, lift up that mini skirt. That's my dinner dessert. She fell in love with the Martian. I said, you two down to earth. Man, D, Love Wayne. Got a bunch of dimes, that's chump change. This is target practice. And yo, this is my gun range. My tongue is a Uzi. My dick is a AK. My tongue is a Uzi. My dick is a AK. My tongue go brrrr. My dick go pop. My tongue go brrrr.